Hello, hey, and welcome thank to you the for Balaki listening Patel to this show. Episode.
I'm Are you wanting Bansi to Patel learn how to burn the rule book and stop waiting for the gatekeepers of the industry?
Are you a
validate your work?
A weirdo?
Then
a
come check out our free 12-module value-packed audio course.
Then you blaze are it in your right system. Place, my love.
Link is in the
on
show
this podcast. Sign up now.
How to blaze your own trail, build a spiritual business and life on your own freaking terms, and manifest massive abundance, all by keeping it super simple. Now let's dive in, shall we?
Hey my loves, welcome to the Bansi Patel show. I thought for this week's podcast episode I should create a video. I got inspired to do it. Inspired is the key word, because since last few days I just wasn't feeling inspired to create content. And for a soul-led entrepreneur or a content creator, it's very important to just let the message be the message and not create a content just for the sake of flushing out content, you know. And nothing was coming through me since last few days. And I was like, where is the muse lost? But now here it is. And I've learned a few things that I want to share it with you guys. If you are someone who wants to deepen your spiritual connection, who wants to deepen that connection with your soul, source, inner being, then please watch this video till the end. Okay. So the first lesson is, there are going to be some situations or obstacles in your life which are going to come, which will require you to up level, which will make you a person who is not your current self, but it is going to push you in order to be a higher level, up leveled version of yourself. You know what I mean? And for that, first you have to be like very mindful that, you know, some things cannot be in your control. And so when you are feeling very helpless and hopeless, to just let the universe take its power. Like, I am stepping back and I'm letting the universe take its power, because I know that it will take care of me, you know. Secondly, when you are losing such inspiration or when you're not feeling high vibe for a very long time, know that something in your soul is not heard. Like, something your soul is telling you to do, but you are still not doing it. And when that voice will be unheard, it is going to scream in such a way. And when you're not feeling when you're feeling very low, it is a sign from the soul that, you know what, you're not listening to me, so please now listen to me. And in those situations, it is very important for you to realize that you are a human and to just heal one day at a time instead of pressurizing yourself to feel better. You know, one day at a time is the key word here. Just allow yourself. One day at a time, I'm not going to pressurize myself, you know. So that was one more lesson. Next lesson I learned was, so yesterday night before sleeping, I asked for guidance. And here is one more tip, okay. So if you have any question or you want an answer to something, just before you are going to sleep, tell your subconscious mind to help you with that particular thing. And your subconscious mind is going to work throughout the night for you in order to find those answers. And you are going to get that inspiration, that nudge, the other day or in the upcoming days when you will be most open and non-resistant to receiving that answer. You know, so yesterday night when I made my prayer, like, I want guidance. And you, so this morning in my meditation, what I heard was a very clear message. And it said, so the question I asked was, how can I be a messenger of God? How can I be a messenger of love? How can I be a soul-led entrepreneur, a miracle worker, a light in the world, which is going to impact lives, you know? And that voice inside me said, and it was a very clear voice, and it said, it is not about the how, it is about who you are being, how you are showing up. People don't want the steps. People want to see you as an example. When you will be an example of a soul-led life, how a soul-led life is lived, when you will be an example of a miracle worker who is shining her light, people will be automatically inspired. And that was like, wow. One more message it came through me was, like, being a miracle worker is a responsibility. And not a kind of a responsibility which is going to burden my shoulders, but it is a responsibility of taking responsibility for my own life, you know. And it helps me take power back, you know. It helps me be more empowered. If I'm going to show up like that as a miracle worker, it is going to help other people to be miracle workers as well. It is going to help them see the light in themselves. It is going to show the power that resides inside of them. It is going to show them, and it is going to give them the faith and certainty they need that they are not alone in this journey. That a power greater than them is always there for them to access, and they just have to dial into their soul so that they can access their answers, you know, from within. That they don't have to seek answers outside of them in some books or whatever, in some gurus or anything like that. They have their own guru. They have their own inner being for them to access those answers, you know. So yeah, that was it. I think that is what is coming through me right now. A few people have told me that you speak very fast when you create video content and anything like that. And trust me, I'm not doing it purposely. When I am in that flow, when the message is flowing through me, I just suddenly start speaking fast. Some of the words that I don't even knew I know start splurging through my mouth, you know. So it's not that I'm doing it purposely. It's just when I'm in that flow, message flows through me and I just speak very fast, you know. So I'm really sorry if you have also experienced it. So yeah, that is about it. Thank you so much. It was a very small mini podcast episode, but I know that whoever is meant to receive this message will get this message, you know. If you are feeling like you are out of alignment with your soul, if you're not feeling that joy, that fun element, if you're not feeling love towards others, it is a sure sign that you are not in alignment with your soul, and it is a sure sign that you need to go within. How can you go within? By meditating is the first thing. Like, you can always do meditate, but if you're feeling very like not able to meditate, just sit in stillness and let the thoughts flow through you, and just allow the thoughts to flow through you. Other ways through which you can access that information from within is journaling. Journaling is always my go-to tool. Like, I have learned many fancy tools, like, you know, different modalities I have learned, but nothing is as powerful as journaling and meditation. Literally, like, you don't need to do anything else except journaling and meditation. So what's coming through me right now? Enough. That is what is the message for today. I hope it serves you, and hopefully I will receive more such messages which are going to help you guys. So thank you.